Okay. Right. Peter, name, where you stay, what you do.
Right. So, my name is Peter. I stay beside, I stay in Aquithie, near Kemney, and I'm an agricultural consultant and part-time farmer.
I'm Kate, and I live at Markstead beside Davitt, and I'm a project manager.
Alexander Morshead, Kemney, a supposedly retired farmer, but still on the go.
Jim Nether Cooley, Kemney, also a farmer.
Okay. Fine. Right. So, let's start with, we're going to start with,
How you feel.
How you feel. So, Peter, unwell.
Well, there's nothing really unusual about that. I would just say nae weel. It's just as simple as that. So that's as far as I got in that even, actually. And I can, if I don't need anything different for that, I don't know.
Got nae weel as well.
No, aye, just the same, nae weel.
Nae weel or nae great.
Mm-hmm. Aye, that's right. I did write spewing. After for further on the nae weel, but that was about it.
And hot.
I've been doing hate for that.
Oh, just hate. It's just a different spelling, but instead of hot, it's hate.
Bailing.
Aye, bailing. Again, if you're doing something. And you can have a head. A lot of folk would say, God, I'm just bailing. But head is a local word. This mm-hmm. is just the way it's pronounced, isn't it?
When would you use that? Just for yourself?
I'm bailing. I'm head. Head tempered.
Aye, that's right. Bailing, you'd
hell
say.
Of a head.
Hell of a head. Head you use for anything. You use for something you're eating and nothing as well. It's funny, bailing, I would just use it as a myself, actually. If I was, which seems funny, actually, because it's boiling. It should be just on a thing. But I would just say bailing if it was a personal thing.
Well, the kettle's bailing.
Oh, I know, that's right. I would say that.
cold?
Well, I've nothing else but an otherwise spelling. You call. C-A-U-L-D, and again, if that's the last word spelled.
That's what I've got.
That's what I've got.
Nah.
Would you have range as a coldness? Would you?
You didn't put another word like guy call, offer call,
rather than.
Okay, it's a different word, I think.
You can, you're right, actually. The nuances are more in the word you use with it, actually. Uh-huh. It's guy call, it's offer call, it's hell of a call, it's.
Mm-hmm. It's and the emphasis on that word.
Aye, that's right.
Annoyed?
Well, for that, they'd put head up. Aroused, mm-hmm. words like that you'd be using.
Aye.
Fear mod.
Aye.
I didn't come up with anything for annoyed, no.
No.
You could be never annoyed.
Never annoyed. But head up. Head up is
Riled,
aye. Roused. A lot of folks saying, would say roused. Fizzing mad. Mm-hmm. I'm fizzing. You'd hear a lot of folks saying, I'm fizzing. You'd hear a lot of folks say, mm-hmm. if they're really angry about something.
Pleased?
It's the northeast one of our pleased. That's a difficult one, that.
Well, we're fair chuffed to be here tonight.
Chuffed. It's what I wrote.
I wrote chuffed.
No, chuffed.
Aye.
Chuffed, aye.
I just did a fine pleased. I mean, again, it's a good new word before.
Goodness,
aye. It is.
And that's a fine. Very northeast thing to hit two words together mm-hmm. that mean mm-hmm. something a bit different. Fine pleased. Aye. Aye.
Tired.
Dean. Or Card Dean.
Scunnered. Depending if it context to look at tired. I am tired of, I'm scunnered of, scunnered of.
Aye.
So when would you use...
I'm tired as in I'm sleepy, I'm Dean. I'm near Dean.
So when would you use it?
Well, I would say Scunnard if I'm fed up of something, tired of something. I'm just absolutely fierce Scunnard. That's what I would say.
Aye. And that's, Scunnard is, it's not physically tired.
It's kind of a boredom, you're
tired of something, but mm-hmm. you're tired of somebody speaking all the time, or tired of why the weather is, you're fierce Scunnard. So I'd probably look at
tire in a different context.
Aye, I know that's right. But Dean?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Scunnard of food, I think, can be another interpretation. It could be Scunnard of work, but Scunnard of food is a kid, you know, definitely. Certain foods, you know. Mm-hmm. Aye.
What kind of foods would you be Scunnard of?
Well, that's forevermore porridge. I'm quite fond of porridge, but not 7 days a week. No. I spoke to a buddy quite recently, and she said, since I was married, I've never cooked porridge, I've never had a rabbit, I've never had a hare. She was one of a family of 14, and she said, well, lived in that confounded stuff all the time, so.
So she was Scunnard.
I did Scunnard, definitely.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Else is a bit there. I was Funard. And that's nay a word, you didn't hear that often now, really. Funard. You didn't hear folks saying that often now. Funard.
No, and
how do you use Laird? You know, when you're just kind of stuck at something.
Aye, Laird.
Where am I short food nerd?
But you're short food nerd?
Aye. Did she get off her legs?
Recently?
No, a long time ago. She's dead now.
Funard mare in relation to a beast.
I would say that. See, I would say funard mare about a beast.
Yeah, a funard horse, funard goon.
Aye. And Laird.
That's when you're
really
totally stuck.
Stuck. That's really stuck, isn't it?
Layered. You layered your tractor or.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Which word were we on? Annoyed. What was that?
It was tired.
That was tired.
Funard. You hear some folks saying, oh, I'm fair for fucking, but they're laying it on a bit again. It's nearly a local. Word or whatever. I wouldn't think. I see Lynn's written Peely Wally here on top of mine, but
that'd be for my wheel.
Oh, it's for my wheel. Sorry. Peely Wally, but that's a look. That's a look of being on wheel, isn't
Peely
it?
Peely Wally, look about you.
Aye.
Have we gone round that circle? I'm going to have to cross them off. I'm getting confused as to what we've done.
Aye, we've been rude.
Wait a minute, I'm back. I'm very organised here. I'll get a pen.
Yeah, beer. Oh,
have you got one? Is that one working?
Ah, it is. I think it is.
Right. You reckon we've been round that circle?
Aye.
We?
Yes.
Right, okay. Mm. Moving on. To throw.
Chuck.
I think
most people would use.
Aye. Aye, chuck is for die food. Mm-hmm. To throw.
I had our hang for that.
A good Harold.
Thinking of him.
Chuck.
Chuck or Harold.
Aye, definitely. Mm-hmm.
What would you chuck?
Oh, a steen.
Chuck steen. Chuck a bar. In a game.
Aye. Chuck a bar, chuck a steen.
Chuck up.
Yeah, inside. Chuck a dower here. That's a...
Or you might say, geese a hood of that. But then that's kind of more give than throw.
To play truant.
Well, skive. Mm-hmm.
That's the guy put for that.
It's only a word that I could either think in using or heard being used. Skiving.
Would you have skived yourselves?
Macdadeen.
In the school.
It could apply to a lad not working. She's got not only playing through.
Aye. Aye, that's right.
If you're not a worker, you'd be a skiver.
Yeah. Aye. Yeah. That's right. It's a word that can be a noun. It's a skiver. Mm-hmm. It's a buddy. So it's not just truant.
What about to sleep?
No.
Going to bed, that's nay, actually sleeping itself.
I want your bed, I want to rest. Kip, some folks say kip, which is nay, I wouldn't say really northeast. People say, I want a kip.
A kip, I suppose it's Scottish, really.
I suppose it would be Scottish, but I wouldn't say it was for this area, really.
Nay, really.
Because it would be something that's come in.
That's right.
You can, I mean.
You speak about somebody being kip it up.
Aye, that's right. Aye, but but back in for sleep. Sleep is just that. Like I got snooze, but that's different. That's a different kind of meaning, really. For actually sleeping,
if you went,
just sleeping.
If you went to your bed in the afternoon for a short nap, would that be any different there?
40 winks.
Aye, 40 winks. That might be a snooze.
Snooze.
If you're going to sleep in the afternoon, fit would you call that?
A bad habit.
Well, I would say siesta, but that'll be as a result of my Spanish holiday.
to play a game.
Good. No.
Take a part.
Yeah.
Do I put caper in? Because that's playing. But it's need to play a game.
No. Capering, that's right enough. Aye.
That's like playing.
Capering about, playing about. But to play a game, there's no local kind of expression for that, I don't think.
No. I just did play. You just use play.
You just say play.
And finish saying something. Aye. You can play a football.
Play a football, play the.
What about. To hit hard.
Scalp.
Definitely.
Yeah, good scalp.
Good scalp.
Who would you scalp?
It could be anything, you know, just anything. It's not a grey and even a machine. Do any working right, you get a good scalp or something, just to shut it right.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
When would you use scalp?
I would do.
You would?
Aye.
When would you use it?
No. Yeah. Probably.
Would you give a beast a scalp?
Aye. Never mind that.
That's it. No, we didn't get scalped. No. We got bashed. Get a bash. But that's not a kind of localism, but...
Kay, would you have been scalped?
Oh, definitely. Definitely scalped.
Who would have scalped you?
Oh, my mother and my father, probably.
Tell me.
For misbehaving, I would say. Probably I'd have got a scalp, maybe when I was about 3 or 4, and I was being learning about the rudiments of good behaviour. I would have gotten a scalp.
Peter?
A scalp. Well, I don't think we got scalped a lot, actually, to be honest. I'm certainly aware of the possibility and the term, aren't I? That's for sure. Can I think of any other word for hit hard? It must be. Goodness me, it hit things hard a lot of the time, but it's just a scalp or a bash. Scalp or a bash or a whack or a... No.
Right, if we go on to what you wear, what would you call clothes? Clothes.
Clays.
Clays.
Clays. Mm-hmm.
Clays or
clays? Clays or clays. Clays. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
we would say clays. Clays
or
clays.
C-L-A-E-S.
We don't know how to spell it.
As good as any, I think. Yeah, you say clays.
Well,
I
think
I'm
be
Wednesday
Clyde.
Ah, you see.
So it'd be just a slightly different pronunciation, maybe.
And would all your clothes would be Clyde's? Your good clothes and your working clothes.
Well, what would we, your clothes. School clothes and anything in came and you've worked put on working clothes.
Working clothes.
Mm-hmm. It just was that. But I mean, I think it's clothes, your good clothes to wear on a Sunday or whatever it used to be.
Aye. Your Greed Clyde. I was going to say your Greed Clyde. Yeah, it's funny. In a different context, aren't
it? Used to be a word used about Clyde's as it's a lad that was feed. They had scuddling Clyde's, which was the Clyde's they put on when they were going to walk, never working. That was scuddling Clyde's.
Oh, I see.
Well, I would say scuddling Clyde's.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a lad,
scuddling. That's a term that my parents used a lot. Aye. And still do. Your scuddling clays.
Scuddling clays.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you would wear your scuddling clays for doing your housework. So near your best clays.
Right. Oh. No, that's right. And a tween clay is really
and a tween.
Come on. Yep.
Interesting.
Trousers.
A bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Bricks, that's right. Bricks.
I'd say bricks, so we're an E.
I would most definitely say bricks.
Aye, I would say bricks. Nae bricks. That's right. Aye, interesting.
And would you have particular words for particular kinds of trousers? Are all trousers bricks? Like, jeans, are these jeans or are they bricks? Or, and have you flannels? And are flannels bricks or are flannels?
Could be them are.
Our trousers are bricks.
Well, I would say that you'd say gweed bricks, you'd say dress bricks. You'd say suit bricks.
Aye.
For going to weddings and funerals, mate.
Bricks was used in another context, they would have said, oh, she wires the bricks. This is a couple. And she, obviously, that was denoting she was a boss. She wore the bricks. Nae literally, but just... Maybe literally, no.
Absolutely. No, that's right, I know. I think we'd have bricks for that, I think.
Short bricks, long bricks.
Yeah, short bricks, aren't they?
All kinds of bricks.
I've kept you since you're in short bricks. Something you maybe say to somebody that you'd kept for a long time.
Child's soft shoes worn for P.E.
Jimmies.
Yeah, jimmies.
Jimmies.
You say jimmies when I was at school, huh?
That's right.
I suppose trainers and nothing there, but jimmies would be.
You say jimmies. Then I forget your jimmies. How many times was that said when you're going to wait to school with your school bag? Then I forget your jimmies. But they have a lot of different words up in the other bits of the northeast, up in the coast, and I think, didn't they? Yeah, I kind of mind fit. Lance friends with Bucky, if did they call him again? They call him, I've completely forgotten. But they have different, completely different words.
Well, the central bit like a gutties.
Gutties?
Drillies, Wales.
Drillies?
But again, nae here. Well, drill shoes, I suppose. Would have been long.
Aye.
But I think just Jimmy's for here about.
Yep. There's a lot of other Clyde's words in the northeast, isn't it? You can add this stuff, sarks and.
Frocks and.
Simmet. What else is there?
So your shimmet would be your vest.
Aye, your vest, that's your shirt. Beats and sheen.
And tying your pints for tying your laces.
Pints and laces, aye, that's right. The thing is, Harry, I used to cut his socks, his hose. Harry used to do that, which I thought was half unusual. His name, I never come across somebody else cutting their socks, their hose.
No, that's right, I know.
But a hosiery department might be far you would buy it.
Well, that's right.
That'd be your kilt hose.
Kilt hose?
Seems kilt socks like.
Aye. But it's funny, it's like a left hour, isn't it?
Aye.
Eh, fair an age, then you can, it would have been kind of like. Aye.
Any other clothing words that come to mind? When would you've worn your jimmies, come to think of it? Would you've worn them just to gym at school, or would you have worn them in the house, or when would you have worn them to parties? When did you wear your jimmies?
Well, just at gym at school.
Aye.
That's when I would have worn mine.
Aye. Black jimmies.
Aye.
I have a recollection of if you went to something, you took your jimmies with you.
That was play school, Peter.
It's... No, but like Sunday school things or party things, you took your jimmies. Why did you take your jimmies to that? And then if you flew about and played games, and you put on jimmies.
So you'd have a card to flew you or something.
You off your sheen like and put on your jimmies.
That's right. It's like a kind of portable slipper or something. Funny, kids, really, Daddy, you wouldn't do that, would you? You'd put on trainers and you'd just go. Aye, but jimmies were... totally different article. Their whole use has disappeared.
Right, what you call them? Mother?
It's Mither. Just a different spelling.
Mither. Aye.
Aye. Feather, it was just feather, so it's just Mither and feather.
Baby?
A bairn?
Bairn.
Or a baba?
Bairn. Wayne was not used in this area, really.
No.
No.
Nemort, well, no. Very little.
And there'd be mere central belt, probably. Bairn.
I mean, Billy Reid used to come up.
That's right.
In Dundee. And he used to speak about the Waynes and I think. I used to think, blimey, what a funny guy is speaking like it's unusual. I never used to hear that.
Instead of somebody saying they've got a baby, it's either got a loon or a quine, depending on boy or girl. That's merely why you can't have sex with a loon. Other than with a baby.
That's right.
That's right, I know.
If a friend of mine has a new baby, I'll say, well, for example, I'm going to see Peter's new baba. That's what I would say.
Interesting. Loons and quines is still used a lot.
Aye.
That's kind of
really ordinarily.
Aye, that's kind of stuck. For sure. I mean, it's your family comfy. Because I mean, it's similar to anything. Loons, quines. Loons, quines, that's near.
Loons and quines are a bit of all of them. Suppose.
Maybe. Aye.
What about female partner?
I just think I'd be Bidey Ann. The boy guy general.
And what would you define a Bidey Ann as?
Usually not married, but just a female partner is as good a description of that as you'll get.
So living together?
Mm-hmm.
Aye, living in.
Because very often you'll say to somebody here, say to a young man, have you a blonde? Derivative of blonde.
That's right.
Meaning, have you got a girlfriend?
That's right. That used to be used a lot. People say, oh, well, Birmingham and see the blonde, I suppose.
She's blonde, I mean.
That's blonde in the phone. And you can't, father, we're speaking to you, think, well, I mean, that's the name of it. She's so many a blonde.
Or a dean?
Aye.
Again, derivative of dame, I suppose it would be.
Aye. Deem.
Deem.
Deem. I mean, that would have been used, deem would have been used a lot more in the past. Again, kitschy deem.
That's what they were called. Horrible name. Deem.
Was it quite...
Wasn't it very complimentary, really?
No,
was it kitschy deem?
What did it mean when they said deem? What did it mean when they said deem?
It was the female worker in the kitchen. Did all the rough work and generally had a deal with feeding the single man or helped to feed the single man. That's right. Yeah. Oh, she was blamed for all of the other things, which was an affair, I'm sure. No.
So a young person in cheap, trendy clothes and jewellery.
What a funny thing. I mean, what have you got?
Well, you see, I've circled that because I was a bit concerned about it. Now, hereabouts, I wouldn't say there was a word for it as such or a phrase that I could think of, but you'll often hear with young folk that's particularly modern in their dress, jewellery, etc., that are maybe just hanging around being referred to as Neds. But that's, I don't think that's a northeast thing.
Dismisses why you're describing him as just gape. He's a field gape, but
it's a gape.
I can't come up with a word.
A bit of a gape. Wasn't that though? It's nearly like a type with minker.
But I have no doubt, but that could apply to half the lasses in the dressing like that. It's never you're saying that, like.
No, that's right.
No.
What would tart mean for you?
What, just maybe a wee bit on the shady side.
A woman of ill repute.
But still, that maybe unfair. That maybe is unfair. Dress is not needing to be the denote of a person's character of all. Although, somebody seeing me in my working clothes would get the wrong impression.
I reckon if they were fishing for the air with that, in, they must be expecting. Well, I suppose they'd get a lot of maybe really up to date terms across the country, actually.
I think it's a major thing in the northeast, like going about in cheap, trendy clothes and jewellery. Never fair enough, anyway.
I know, that's like, never seen him. That's a problem. Never seen anybody like that.
Mm. Yeah. Think cheaper to lead fashion than follow it. So definitely.
Right. Kit of tools.
Well, that would be your kist.
Oh, well, maybe. A kist.
Oh, it could be. I couldn't be thinking of anything else.
Then you flitted from AFB to the next.
Yeah, you hit a kist.
Yeah.
Then you're moving from one employment in a firm to another fee, as you would say here, which is like another job, to another farmer. Then you would hear your kist would be collected and taken to your new employee.
Do you mean kist's just the box it would hold, I think?
I mean,
the actual tools themselves, I kind of think of a separate word for that. I would just call them tools.
Call
them, I think, the individual, your hammer, your saw. Your...
Aye, I can. Okay, no, a janer. You say a janer.
Janer.
The toolbox, just.
Janer's box.
Hi.
Okay, I think that.
Word for something whose name you've forgotten.
It's not one word, but it's a bit you got.
Yeah.
A thingy me bob.
Say a thingy me jig.
A thingy.
A thingy me jig, a thingy me bob.
Oh, I think you can't. I don't care if I really own it.
Yeah.
No.
Grandfather.
For me, that was just grandpa.
Well, dad tends to be called Pop.
Pop. Well, it can be a family name, Pop. Well, in our family, I said Pop.
That's right.
And I had a granda on my father's side and a papa on my mother's side.
Yes.
A papa, that's quite unusual.
For hereabouts, probably. Granda and Grandpa would be a lot more common.
A friend. A friend.
Freen. Well, freen.
A freen.
But that has two meanings in the Northeast. A far-off freen could be a far-off relation. Mm-hmm. Or a close freen could be a close friend. Mm-hmm. Or a close relation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh,
I... That's right. I never understood it like that.
Freen. A lot of people maybe say it as somebody... It's a friend of my father's, meaning it's a cousin or a second cousin or something like that. I would often use that term.
Is that right? If you said, if you heard of that, Dad, or somebody saying a friend and it's a relation.
It's a blood relation. Friend. Of course, I suppose you hear enough mean somebody else that's nae related. A friend of yours.
I've never heard it used as relations.
No, either have I.
So just your friends.
Mm. Just your friends, aye. I mean, and friends are my relations, like.
Male partner.
Male partner, oh, good, there ye.
Well, again, afore I was married, folk would often say to me, usually Peter, have you a lad just now?
A lad? That's right, Kay, actually. Have you a lad? That can be used a lot, actually.
If you're speaking about somebody, that's her man.
That's right.
Aye.
That'd be the right.
Mm-hmm. Aye, that's right. You're right, actually.
Or
that's
again, right. By the end, which is suitable for either male or female.
Well, that's for a stage beyond.
But that's when cohabiting.
That's right. Aye.
Grandmother.
Oh, granny.
Just granny.
Grunnie.
Granny's what I used.
Well, I had a slightly unusual one. On my father's side, a gamma.
Oh.
That was my cousin's fault because when he was born, when he was learning to speak, he couldn't say grandma.
Joy.
And he said gamma in half the bairns in the village still carve that yet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just something that's stuck. And on my mother's side, I had a nana.
Nan. Would be common enough, wouldn't it, actually? Nan as well.
An expression that's disappeared, it's a good job, was speaking out to all man and all wife, which wasn't a very complimentary. It was just it was a designation, right enough, but that was all.
I know that was all man.
Oh,
used to be used quite a lot, actually, but
I think it is still used, my all man. More so than my all wife.
Aye, all man, yes.
All man may have common, but it's near a phrase I would ever use to describe my father.
No.
But he might have to describe his.
That's right.
It's right. Probably less under time.
I think that's right. Used to be quite common.
It is maybe beside the point, but my wife Mary's mother always spoke about her husband as their father. Never his name or she just said, their father said, their father did this or that, which is unusual, but that's why.
Might have been the old-fashioned why, would
it? I did, right.
She said... if she was speaking to you, she would say, their father said that.
Aye. She didn't say Harry or my husband or him, which was just as well.
Aye. Interesting. It's formal, okay?
Aye.
The main room of the house.
Well,
sitting room was the one for you'd gang if you were going into somebody else's house.
If you're going into somebody else's house, you can sit in
the sitting room.
The living room.
Aye.
Would it be likely? I would say.
Aye.
But why else hear folks saying the front room? And this here might be your front room.
Well, important.
And guess the front room was a parlour.
Oh, would it have been the maid's room, though, that, parlour, would
that
it
that was, aye.
Oh, no, I didn't ken.
They would not have been in the parlour.
Fit was the parlour.
Near the maid's
parlour. I'm asking almost, I really not ken.
Or the best room, maybe.
The best room.
The best room.
That's right.
Well, my nana did have a best room.
Aye, a best room.
I'm trying to mind if they called it a parlour, you can. I think they just called it the best room.
The best room would have been best room would have been a parlour. Some folk would have called their best room a parlour.
I would believe so. Certainly wouldn't have been a TV and
that's for the living room. TVs, aye.
But at the dark time of day, folk had great big hooses, and I suppose would have had twa rooms, public rooms, if you like, in front of the hoose. And one would be the best room.
Yes.
And the other would be a sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting room would probably often be joined to the kitchen.
Did you, it was heed.
The parlour was reserved for special occasions.
And would it have been?
Certainly, visitors were teen behind the parlour. Dry starving call again.
That's my memory as a kid.
Aye.
It kept going through the other.
Of course.
For reason. And then the kind of living room, it was really like a kid.
Aye. The cooker was here.
Aye.
And then there was.
Fitted you cat, that room. Fitted you car that room?
That was a living room.
That was a living room.
Aye. Because it was warmer for anything.
Aye. And then the next thing, Ben, was the scullery.
Aye. You could do anything you like it, Ben, here. Well, if you shut the door, it'll
Running water smaller than a river.
What a bottom. I suppose.
I've read the bottom.
Bottom would be for the use.
Just a bottom.
Ditches, bottoms.
Ditches, bottoms, isn't it either?
But quite often here you'll find folk will put on an IE, so it'll be a burnie.
Aye. If it's little.
If it's small.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. So right. A burn or a burnie.
You could just do that to every word with
a beast
with
or a beastie.
That's you right. Could. Hoosie, manny.
A hoosie, a manny, a wifey.
Quiny, wifey. Brickies, even.
So what does the IE do to it?
I reckon if it softens it, maybe.
Well,
it's a mere couthy wire spicking, probably.
Aye.
Something you're mere acquainted with. You would put an IE.
A bonny bernie.
Aye. Aye, that's right.
Something you didn't care much about. You would leave it off, I would think.
Aye, you're right. It's familiar.
It maybe is the thing, and that's maybe it.
Aye. I think that's right. And sometimes it is just because something's little. Again, like a button, or a hoosie.
Or a quiney.
Coffee.
Fawn, would you stop being a quiney and start being a quine?
When you become a big quiney, then you become a quine. And you become a lassie or a
So would a calf I be a coffee?
I would tend to use coffee. Just
because
I'm working with my other time is familiarity.
That's right. You guys say coffee. You'd hardly ever say calf.
No, coffee, you're right enough.
You might only say calf if you're going to the calf sale.
To buy a coffee.
To buy a coffee.
That's right. And why DDR? Because it's formal, isn't it? You get into something formal, you can
it's
like
organized.
A calf.
It's organized.
Calf. But you'd come home with coffees.
It's like you go to a fat stock sale to buy fat out.
That's right. Fat stock. Again, the formal English word, nappy gigs and buys out.
Can I use fart nowadays because that's an unhealth business? prime turtle.
That's right. Prime's a very word, that's right.
That's right, you need a prime stock sale to come here and be fattened out.
So what would you call cattle then?
Cattle. What do you call cattle?
Ah, cattle. Nout.
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 Nout or the beast. You can out to feed the beast.
The beast.
The beast.
That's right.
But you can get kai as well. That to me, that's mere milking. The house coos would I kai. Whether that's different.
Like you were saying before, see, that's unusual. I'd never heard it. You was like a kai would only our folk said kai.
Kai. But I bark. I certainly didn't use my sail. But that's right. I that croft as in this little place is there. That was right enough. Kai. They spoke about kai.
Did they?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Oh. For why was that?
I'm not sure whether it was because I couldn't tell you why.
Because they would have been milking coos.
Aye, just exactly.
I wonder. Aye. If that is a milking coo kind of thing, though. But nout, that would definitely
be. You've enough of range, Rick. As a beast gets our are the different ones either way through, for being a coffee and it's starks and it's either a stork or a heifer and coo.
That's right.
Ball.
Aye.
You just change all the time.
I can. And you get into this problem with definition of us. You can't folks say it's a definition of a stark. It's something between cafe and a stort, maybe. But it can be a heifer. And for the ages, you can.
That's another thing up here. It's a heifer, we say. You mean far south and it's heifer. You can, whether it's just a different pronunciation.
Aye, okay. No.
You didn't get heifers really much out of Aberdeen,
you? No, you didn't. You didn't. Because it surprises me, some of the advisors and things coming up, they comment on heifers. It's aye for the comment on that Aberdeenshire folks are heifers. And it's not far, you're right, it's not far south that they're saying heifers.
And we wonder why folk don't understand agriculture. That's maybe the why.
It's the terminology. Technical terms keep us right.
A long, soft seat in the main room.
That was a dish. I would call it a dish.
A dish?
Mm-hmm. It's a dish didn't have an end.
Oh, right. I see. Aye, so it'd just be...
Mm-hmm. Well, if it hit an end, it could come down. And it could be used as a bed.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've definitely learned something tonight. Because that's not something I've ever heard of.
No.
No. A dish. I am sure. Mary speaks about that.
Aye.
Sometimes, yeah.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Aye.
Mm-hmm. I just can't do a couch or a settee.
Sofa. A sofa. But that's going to be a more modern term, a sofa.
We would say
couch would have been the one I think I would go for most.
Settee, I think we'd use.
Because I had settee when I was at home.
Oh,
That's another funny thing now, at home.
At home?
Folk here about will say, when I was at home, meaning when I lived with my parents.
Aye.
Which is a funny thing.
Aye, I can't, that's right, aye. It's not actually just mean.
Or, being at again, home. A member of the family that worked in a family farm would be working at him.
Aye, that's right.
So maybe not abiding at him at that time.
Aye.
A narrow walkway... between or alongside buildings.
See, that's a funny thing. I think in some bits of the country, there's lots of funny words for that. Things like venals and all this kind of stuff. I mean, in Weedina, in Aberdeen, there's lots of roads called wynds that are near a roadies.
Oh,
and I suppose that would have been a... But I would just say... Mm-hmm. I would just say roadie.
I would say a pathy. or a walkie.
Aye.
I've done close eye, but a close eye is a kind of a bit that the kids played in, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose a tenement close would have been, but again, at my father's, mother and father's, we spoke about the car being in a close. And a close was a bit between the farm house,
that's right,
the milk house and the steading.
Aye.
And that was the close.
Yeah. I still speak about the close again in the farm.
Aye. See, the way we spoke about the close.
Aye.
Meaning that.
Aye, that.
The big area that's between the house and the steading. That's right.
Aye.
I get irked when folks start speaking about yards and stuff. Rather than saying close.
Because a lot of people have a drive nowadays, and they are close.
That's right.
Things are moving on.
It's never a firm road now either, it's often a track or a lane.
Aye.
Which is something...
Very often a lane, and I think that's south of England, they have lanes.
Oh, I can't be dealing with that. There's a lot of folk, the road at Rockies, again, it's a long road, and a lot of folk, the folk in the quarter houses. Here's another thing. Quarter houses. The folk in the quarter houses, I speak about the lane for the road in Rockies. Lane. And I think, lane? What's that?
No, a lane's up between houses.
Well, I actually put lane down for this narrow walkway between buildings.
In fact,
would be if I would call it lane.
Yeah. A lane or a lane.
Aye. That would be more your understanding. Some narrow kind of thing between places. Near road, near an actual roadie, like. We had a lot of, green roadies. I reckon if you had, we always spoke about green roadies.
Aye.
When we were kids, there were green roadies out of place.
That's right, which weren't metal, they were just grass, like.
Aye.
That's right.
And runabout here.
Shortcuts,
little roadies.
Mm-hmm.
And what about these quarter hooses? What are quarter hooses?
The quarter houses are attached to the farm, and that's where the quarters would have lived. The quarters being married farm servants. Unmarried farm workers would have been in the boffy or the chammer. Which were accommodation right beside the farm, but if they were married, then they stayed the bed in the quarter houses. Really, but the countryside is still heaps and heaps of quarter houses, but most of them are occupied by non-workers nowadays, of course. But that would have been quarter houses, that would have been. Pretty much chammer in Bothy. It must see there was a chammer.
There's a chammer, that's right. That's right. A boss, well, a chammer originally, my designation, it was a bit of a stadium. A lot of places had a boss which was quite separate. Generally pretty good building, but standing by itself.
Well, we've a chammer on the farm, and I can still mind people being in there, and when they were working, the folk in the chammer got their meals inside the farmhouse.
That's right.
Aye, that would be the
folk in the cottages, that was their own. And they'd look after themselves.
Aye. The folk in the chammer ate in the house.
Generally, the Bothhead boys made their own grub, but it was most unusual in this area. Although, there was some places about our Meldrum for those lads, Bothhead.
Aye.
And they made their own food.
Aye.
And pinched it over a place like.
Well, my father slept in the chammer, even though he worked at him. He slept in the chammer with somebody that worked. But I think at the time, my father's sister had gotten married and they didn't have a house. So they came to bide in the farm house with my grandparents. So my father got to bide in a chammer
with
the feed man.
Right.
And they had box beds, which I think still exist to this day.
Is that right? They're still in here?
As far as I can, they're still there.
It's amazing. On D side, there's a lot of Bothies left. You can add little it builds both these little hoosies. You can see the little hoosie way alarm. And a lot of them in Doonside estate, places like that, you still see these. Probably a single feed main would have been like.
Toilet.
I just caught it in the lobby.
The lobby.
You got in the lobby.
Well, I don't do the lobby as well.
I had done a loo, but that's I've also done a name here which has nothing to do with it. A Schittenhausen, which is German. We had a prisoner of war a while, a German lad, and the first question he asked was, where was the Schittenhausen? So he was duly directed to the timmer. Doing them the first.
I'd forgotten. That word was used a lot in my scenes.
But you can't put he meant all the same.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge lot of words in German that fitted northeast Scotch. No doubt about it.
Even simple things like coo. Coo and hoose and this pronunciation.
Yeah.
Right. Be in.
But,
and Schittenhausen.
Oh, there's. John Gone was a name it was used for the lobby. The lads at Moss Head in white letters, that's John Gone. Far out comfy, I have no idea, but that was what was called.
Is that right?
Aye.
I've never heard that.
Gone was two ends.
What about terrain? Terrain heavily.
Pouring or chucking it down.
Mm-hmm. Washing rain.
Aye.
I've written down here dinging down. That's mere snow.
You get the right description of hail water.
Hail water. Aye, that is a right expressive kind of word, isn't it?
Is that words you would have used recently? Would you still be using these words?
Aye, you would. Aye, ding and doon and pooring and hail water.
Hail water. Yeah,
it's quite a few snar words, isn't it? Like in Blindrift and
Blindsmoor.
Blindsmoor, smoring.
Snobby the day.
That's funny. What's smoring actually? Smoring because you can smore with snar, but
I think Blindsmoor would have been about actually being smothered.
Aye.
The expression is used when it really is very wild. You would speak about Blindsmoor.
Which
we didn't see here just an awful lot.
No.
What about raining lightly?
She says. Yeah, drizzle.
A bit of smar. That tends to be in a windscreen.
Smar's not a word I would say. That's not a word I can at all.
I have had doing as well. Smar, drizzle. Just a smar.
Often in the springtime you'll see it's a grouthy shower.
Aye.
Given the grass is just starting to grow.
In fact, you'd say that about days. It's growthy weather. You can have kind
of
warm.
It's warm and wet.
Aye, warm and moist.
A bit of close.
Aye, a bit of close.
Aye.
Just
a heavy kind of.
Aye.
A bit drizzly, who's seen me? It's a drizzly kind of day.
Right. Pregnant.
Expecting.
There's a lot of derogatory terms. You can up the duff and up the stick.
Up the spoot.
Up the spoot. And then there's a lot of things that may be really very local.
Well, then I suppose only that's local.
No.
And I don't even kind of expect that would be a local thing. It's just, it's a. You often hear folks. Oh, did you ken sick and sick was expecting?
No.
Drunk.
Blazing.
Blazing.
Or foo.
Foo. Blazing foo is for that.
Biot.
Foo.
You could have different stages in that, just how foo you can be. Be a foo, off a foo.
Hell and foo. Hell of a foo. Off a foo.
Gay foo.
When would you use it? Who would you refer to as foo?
I suppose on it, just on a day that was worse for a drink.
Aye. Why were the weird?
Yourself, a friend, a relative, somebody you didn't know, somebody just in the corner in the pub. Maybe he's off a foo. Might be something that you would say.
And how would they be behaving if they were foo?
Well, they could be singing.
Stood in a boot.
Aye. You've got different stages in that again. He'll do something. And usually the answer is, I can't mind.
Sweet.
Attractive.
Bonnie.
Attractive.
I just couldn't come up on anything.
I've just got the same as you, Kay. Bonnie. Just Bonnie.
I thought Bonnie was the word I would use.
Aye.
Bonnie. Bonnie. Or bra.
Bra.
Aye.
It's a Bonnie day, it's a bra day.
Aye.
Again, bra's a word that's used kind of towards Dundee a lot.
Fine would be. It's the word I would use.
Fine would be.
It's the adjective.
Aye.
Or grand, for grand.
Aye.
The grande.
Aye.
You are a hand to hide that thing.
It's all right. Getting stiff. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Aye. I'll break when it when we run out of card. So attractive. Would you, Bonnie? Would Bonnie be, you know, a film star, a celebrity, or somebody down the road? Would you have different words for?
More likely to be somebody. Kent, I would say. Kent, if you said somebody was bonny. Or a baby, maybe it's a bonny bairnie or something like that.
Maybe like they'd be a beast.
Or a bonny beastie.
A bonny beastie.
Rosie's a bonny beastie.
Of
course you could. Attractive, you could hear an attractive hoosh.
A bonny hoosh.
Or a bonny hoosh.
Or a bra hoosh. Or a gran hoosh.
Aye.
In fact, if it we would use more often, it's probably just nae bad.
It's a naughty
we didn't come out and say it right. Looks great. It's just to say that's a nae bad.
Because folk, it's funny to see in translation, you see, nae bad. Because in Eastern Europe, you used to get into the office you're working in, and they'd say, how are you today? And that's it. And I'd want to say nae bad. If it says not bad, and they think, oh God.
It's a D.
What's wrong? And you'd realise that, no, that's good. Because what you're doing is you're translating nae bad.
That's like when you're sparing for your dean. I mean, when I went to Ken for your dean, it's just, if it like
for your dean. That's right. And then if you reply to that, you'd just say nae bad.
Nae bad.
Nae bad.
And if somebody did come up and say if it had been the end, you would just
you would keep the mark out. It's funny though, you never say good, you say nae bad. Look, you get
I think it's kind of deficit model.
We're
focusing on the negative.
insane
feel.
Go like it.
Aye. I'd go like it doing for unattractive.
Aye.
But that, aye. It's a word you can use and what otherwise again.
Because glecket is, to me, is a kind of a look.
A vacant kind of look.
Aye.
A gop it kind of.
Have a glecket looking chill. Have a glecket looking crying. Glecket is a bit of a look. Glecket, if you say glecket.
Glecket,
yeah. Actually, it's in feel is in your head.
And very often if somebody hereabouts is said to be insane, you would just say, they're never right.
Ah, that's right. Aye, he's not just right.
Or gape it kind.
Aye, gape. What's a gape? Because a gape's not feel. Well,
yeah, feel gape.
He's a feel gape. If he's a feel gape, then that's fine. Then he is feel, and he's a gape. But what's a gape?
Well, it could be somebody that capers about a lot. Which doesn't necessarily mean they're not right.
No. That's right. It's somebody that... that's right. That plays the feel and maybe isn't it a feel. Isn't that a feel? They could be a gape.
Moody.
Moody. Oh, that's not an easy... No.
Queer humour, Vrach.
No.
Gernan.
Oh.
Is this being moody?
Aye, that's maybe right. Gernan, a gerner. I did write Elf Trickett, but it's nae. That's nae right for moody. Elf Trickett is mair mischievous. But for you, said Cain, and aye.
What would Elf Trickett be to you? Elf Trickett?
El Trickett. Would you use that word, Dad?
Not really. No.
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 It's not no. Used much, like.
No.
I would use that, but I think it is different things to different folk. And I would use that for me as somebody that was maybe a bit mischievous, but mm-hmm. but nae coerce.
Nae coerce, no.
El Trickett would be slick it.
Aye.
But then you would think me a Sleekit. You see, I wouldn't associate El Trickett with Sleekit.
You see, I would, because I wrote El Trickett and I wrote Sleekit, kind of cited, because it was on that vein. Vrach is a good word, actually. No, what's that?
Where you met Vrach?
That's a really northeast thing because it's wretch, isn't it? You could say if you looked for the English for that, but the W's and a V.
That's it's the same with it for work again.
Vrocht. Aye. There's a lot of things. You can W get into V. I mean, grandma speaking about the Vrecht.
The Vrecht, Jainer.
Jainer. In of course the English being right, like wheelwright.
The Vrecht.
And it's such a northeast thing to the W into a V. And
this must be odd.
Can vrocht, vrecht, vrach. In fit and fan and all the rest of it, I suppose, is a bit like that, except the W is turned into an F, really.
Farabout.
And farabout, instead of where, it's far.
For the you mean.
And forget that.
It's not a thing you necessarily are getting a lot of thought as you're using.
No. And it's unusual. You can't out of country, the wh sound, it turned into an F. I don't know, I've never heard anywhere else that they do that. And it's so common to us. Foo, fit, fan, far. It's such a feature.
It's a bit of a shock when you get to school and you have to learn how to write them. They don't look anything like 50 Cent.
So give us a sentence where you'd be using the F rather than the WH.
Oh, geez, heaps.
Fit like a day.
Fit like a day. Nae bad. Fit like yourself.
Oh, nae bad.
Far about your faith.
Aye, far about your faith.
Far to be come fair.
Aye. Far you gone when you're finished here.
When you're through.
When you're through.
A good thing of that is a lad in the ski shop who tries on his ski. Well, he gets all these boots lined up in front of him. He's working out fit today because he's never been skis before. And somebody comes up and says, fit, 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 beat. The three different uses of the in word, like
perfect. Fit, bed, beat. Brilliant. There you go. I would say that to Doric in about 5 words.
Yeah.
And if somebody had said that to me in a ski shop, I wouldn't have cracked a smile.
No, you'd have.
Because I would have just answered the question.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, was that in...
Fit, beat, and then you'd say, fat?
Fit?
Was that insane or moody? What were we doing there? Was that insane?
Being moody.
I think we were on
moody. We're doing the bait.
Insane was feel.
Contermarches. That would be very contradictory.
That's being...
Aye.
There's this
Rich.
Loaded. Wheel off,
Plenty of silver. Because for lack of money, I put skin to nae silver.
When would you use skint?
Skint.
Skint would really be, and I go, I can't buy this because I'm skint. Uh-huh. I didn't hear any silver.
Aye, nothing.
That's our thing going.
Aye, it's fine.
And how rich would they have to be to have plenty of silver?
Oh, well.
Long's a bit of strain.
Plenty silver is, that's not enough.
A fine big car and a fine big house.
Aye.
2 or 3 exotic holidays every year. Elky year, I should say.
Elky year. That's, aye. I kind of think, who are looking for rich, actually? I kind of think only Northeast going to work really for rich. It's funny, actually. Yeah, really. Thought there'd be mayor.
Not just one specific word, no.
How would you refer to somebody that had plenty of money then?
Well, you might say it was a gentleman farmer if it was somebody that was agriculturally orientated.
That's right.
I could be just putting a door on.
And didn't like to get his hands full. That might be something else.
That's right. You just say, well, he's got plenty.
Wheel off.
He's wheel off. He's got plenty of silver. Mayor silver than the kids with the DWE.
Rule.
Rolling.
Loaded, I've written.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Rolling and silver.
What about unattractive?
Nay off a bonnie.
I've been doing Glicket and Nebony.
Graham, I've written an R.
That's a good one. Now, that's an R a good description. Of course, it's Graham.
That's right. Graham's a good word.
I did.
Because it's a funny word, Graham.
Well, playing Jane. A playing Jane. I'd a blast like person, yes.
Aura would be another one, maybe. Could be aura looking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aye, what a looking
eye. My granny would have said an awful looking ticket.
Oh, an awful looking ticket. I know, we certainly use that word every new and then. Oh, look at you, you're an awful looking ticket. I didn't say that often to you.
But I'm not pleased to hear it.
But if you're covered in stray and stuff. If you're looking dishevelled, you're an awful looking ticket.
What about left-handed?
Well, no. My cousin was left-handed, and Aubrey in the family said he was just awkward. But he wasn't really.
No.
I
tell you something. If some folk say if it's for awkward, Harry, I used to say it's against my hand.
Oh.
Okay, and he says it's against my hand.
Aye.
Meaning it's wrong, the wrong way for my hand.
Like duels, you get duels for the left handed. Again, left handed kind of work them naturally.
Aye, that's right. Got to be. He was reaching out to get at something and it was the wrong way. He says, it's against my hand.
Against you.
Meaning it's working against my hand or something. Or it's
awkward.
Awkward, yeah. Aye. You don't hear folks saying that a lot. That's certainly something Harry used to say.
What about unwell? Unwell.
Well, peely wally. That's not it. Unwell. It's just off colour a bit.
When would you use peely wally?
Nae a lot. No. No.
No.
I would use that quite often for somebody that was pale faced.
Somebody who'd lost colour.
Or somebody it's maybe thinner than they're in the wire be, and you must say, oh, you're off a peely wall if it's a day.
You're a piner then. Somebody's in the wheel, you're a piner.
You're a piner. You're pining.
What would you say about animals that aren't well then?
Well, if you get a calf, it's an Indian wheel, it's off a behind the rest, that's a piner.
Or the shagger.
Shagger,
aye.
Comin' in, aye.
Sharga. Tired?
You're doing with the name.
Oh, I thought we had.
I think we had.
Oh, God, we have, haven't we? That was the first one we started with. We have. We've done them all now. Oh, that's okay, though. Yeah, we have. Because I didn't. That's the ones I didn't stroke off. Because that was where I started before I had the pen. Right. So I'm going back to the top.
A young person in chic, trendy clothes and jewellery.
We've done that one.
What would you say?
I just wonder if Lynn would think of that. What would you say for that? I don't think I have one for that. No.
No.
Okay. I was really struggling with that.
I think they're looking for chav or bling, aren't they?
Chav's something totally different.
So chav, what does chav mean in the northeast?
Chav is work, you're chavin' awa.
It's a struggle.
A car going up a brae and it's slowing down as it gets near the top, it's chavin' as it slows.
No, I neg it and easy. Right.
When would you use it?
I'm just chavin'. Meaning that you're not doing off a wheel, or mucking her off. A slow job, or something like that,
Peter?
The funny thing is, if Fugle sometimes say, and Fugle reply, oh, I'm chavin'. They're actually chavin', but they're just like, it's a funny northeast thing to say.
Right.
Say,
I'm
chavin'
away. You're trying to think an answer or something, you kind of come up with it, it's a guy's chav.
Well, now I'm a good at admitting that our things are right, don't know why easy, so.
No.
Chavin's a kind of halfway between.
On our words for things going wrong, only one for the day being right.
So that's us, is it? We've done them all.
I think we did. We've been rooted.
We just hope we've recorded it, Lynn, many.